Russian colleague asks why Salisbury and why chemical weapons. We were very clear in our statement earlier this morning why we raised Salisbury and why we raised chemical weapons. The continued use of chemical weapons undermines the non-proliferation regime of which this instrument is the cornerstone. It undermines trust, as does the continued denial of the use of chemical weapons by the Syrian regime and by others. And it undermines the prospect for progress on issues such as the WMD free zone in the Middle East, which will require all WMD to be addressed. I'd like to comment a little more on Salisbury. We cannot know the real reason for such a reckless act, which only endangered innocent lives. But it is difficult not to conclude that it was a deliberate attempt to provoke us to rash action or to humiliate my country. There will be no rash action, but a calm, calculated pushback on Russia's attempts to undermine the international rules-based system, of which the expulsion of Russian diplomats in the UK was just the first step. Nor are we in any way humiliated. In times of adversity, our values come to the fore. The nation stands united and resolute on this issue. And, as has become all the more evident over the last few weeks, we stand united amongst many states, states who have suffered from Russia's hostile actions, not least with respect to Ukraine, states who feel the threat from Russia more keenly each day, and states who deplore Russia's actions to undermine the system of collective security on which we all depend. So while we are not in any way humiliated, we are humbled that our actions have catalyzed such a strong shared response. In the wave of expulsions of Russian officials from more than 20 states that have taken place, states have sent Russia a very clear signal that they will not tolerate its actions in flagrant disregard of international law, nor its attempts to undermine our values. Russia needs to pay heed. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of the United Kingdom for